Terms and conditions apply.
The Hot FM main news.
The headlines at 12 hours. Zambia commits $292 million to ZTK interconnector project. ZCLU criticizes sentencing of Lumezi MP Munir Zulu under colonial-era defamation laws. And China raises tariffs on U.S. goods to 125%.
The Hot FM News with Monique Matipa.
Good afternoon. Here's the news in detail. The Zambian government has officially launched the Zambia-Tanzania-Kenya Interconnector Project, ZTK, at a cost of $292 million. The project, with a 620-kilometer-long power transmission line, is aimed at linking the southern and eastern Africa power pool, is set to enhance regional energy security, promote sustainable growth, and foster economic integration across borders. Speaking at the launch, Minister of Commerce, Trade and Industry, Chipoka Mlenga, who represented the Minister of Finance, confirmed that $292 million will be invested in Zambia's portion of the project. He has emphasized that all funds would be used transparently, with strict measures to prevent any misappropriation.
The time has come now when we implemented. Our generation and the future generation are counting on us to making sure that we talk less and we implement more. On behalf of the Ministry of Finance, I want to assure you, and that of government, that every resource that will be brought forward towards this, to a tune of $292 million, will be invested as intended. Nothing will be misappropriated, nothing will be taken to any other ventures, but definitely to making sure that Zambia has got connectivity with its neighboring countries.
And Minister of Energy, Makozo Chikote, has hailed the project as a milestone that reflects Zambia's growing role as a key energy player in the region. Meanwhile, European Union representative Karolina Stasiak added that the initiative stands as a testament to the strength of partnerships and shared values. Civil Liberties Union, ZCLU, has expressed grave concern over the sentencing of Lumezi Member of Parliament, Munir Zulu, to 1 year imprisonment for criminal defamation of two cabinet ministers. ZCLU Executive Director Isaac Mwanza says while the union acknowledges that freedom of expression, like all rights, comes with limitations, he is deeply troubled by the continued use of criminal defamation laws rooted in the colonial era and incompatible with Zambia's current constitutional democracy. He said these laws, enacted in the 1930s, when the country had no constitution, the right, have no place in a democratic society where freedom of expression is guaranteed under Article 20 of the Constitution. Mr. Mwanza says it is regrettable that despite President Hakainde Hichilema's commendable efforts during his first year in office to repeal the defamation of the president law, these democratic gains are being eroded by the retention and application of other criminal defamation provisions. He said what is even more concerning is the replication and enhancement of such repressive provisions in new legislation, such as the recently passed Cybersecurity and Cybercrimes Act. Mr. Monza is of the view that cases of defamation, whether involving private citizens or public officials, should be addressed through civil litigation, not criminal prosecution.
We are deeply troubled by the continued use of criminal defamation laws. These are laws that are rooted in the colonial era and are by no way compatible with the Zambia's current democratic dispensation, which is based on the constitution. These laws were enacted in 1930 when this country had no constitution or bill of rights. They have no place in a democratic society where freedom of expression is guaranteed under Article 20 of our constitution. It is very regrettable that despite President Hakainde Hichilema's commendable efforts during his first year in office to repeal the defamation of the president law, these democratic gains are being eroded by the retention and application of other criminal defamation provisions in the penal code.
Zambia Medicines Regulatory Authority, ZAMRA, in collaboration with the Zambia Information and Communications Technology Authority, ZICTA, and the Zambia Police Service, ZP, has unearthed a scam of illegal online sale of medicines purported to cure HIV/AIDS and other related diseases by two Ugandan nationals. In a joint statement, ZAMRA Senior Public Relations Officer Ludovic Mwape says this followed a complaint filed in July 2024 regarding a Facebook page named Dr. Thomas selling unauthorized medicines claiming to cure serious health conditions, including HIV/AIDS, hypertension, and heart-related issues. Mr. Mwape says using advanced intelligence techniques, the two suspects were identified as Edward Abdallah and Ham Trevor, who are both Ugandan nationals and residents of Lusaka's Chalala area. He said during the operation, various items were recovered, including 8 mobile phones, 69 pre-registered SIM cards, 6 international SIM cards, assorted medical products, 85 medicine bottles, and multiple plastic sachets containing unidentified powdered substances, among others. Mr. Mwape said preliminary investigations further revealed that the suspects were also fraudulently collecting money from members of the public under the false pretense of being traditional doctors from Tanzania. He said the suspects are currently detained at Lusaka's Central Police Station, pending official charges and arrest for advertising medicines without marketing authorization, contrary to the Medicines and Allied Substances Act. Former Higher Education Minister Professor Nkandu Luo has emphasized that Zambia's development will not be achieved merely by appointing women to political positions, but by empowering them through science, technology, engineering, and mathematics, STEM. Speaking at the 3rd Annual International Women in STEM and AI Conference held in Lusaka today, Professor Luo has stressed the importance of fostering intellectual growth among women in STEM-related fields as a critical driver of national progress. She has expressed concern over the persistent gender gap in STEM, pointing out that men continue to dominate the sector while women remain significantly underrepresented. Professor Luo has noted that only 30% of science researchers in Africa are women, and a mere 24 hold leadership positions within the field. She has attributed the low representation of women in STEM to lack of mentorship opportunities and enduring societal stereotypes that frame science as a male domain.
So what develops a country, colleagues, is not politics. What develops a country is intellectual ability. And out of the intellectual ability, it is science, colleagues, and technology that develops a country. Therefore, if we want Zambia to develop, the onus is on us to put science at the center of analysis. I took advantage of my being